KA2TXJ, KA2TXJ, K2ADC.
Okay, go ahead.
Jim, this is Hugh. It's Art. I can't believe you heard me.
I was at a meeting for the Red Cross and just sat down now and I heard my call sign on here, which I never hear anybody calling me. And it sounded like you. So, I guess you're, what you call it? Obviously not talking directly into the repeater, but through the internet.
Yeah, I'm on Echolink. I'm sitting out here on the deck waiting for my cousin to stop by, and I just figured I'd just see if you're listening. I'm shocked that you even answered.
I listen here most of the time, actually. All the time when I'm in the car, and I have it at home at my the desk in the office. So anytime I'm in the car, I have it on. So what's up?
Nothing much. Just figured I'd give you a call. I'm just killing some time. I got a low helicopter coming over. You can probably hear it. Wow. That's a news helicopter. Jeez. Anyway, not much going on. I just sitting here on the deck. I figured, let me just, you know, killing some time. That's all. Is everything okay down by you?
Probably still going to storm at some point. It's getting kind of dark, but and there was stuff according to the radar in the area. But other than that, everything's going okay.
So I guess hurricane season, you guys are on red alert now?
Much up here. Actually, we get tornadoes from these storms that have been popping up. I had a couple of, I told you the tornado story last time I saw you, but hurricanes don't really make it up this far. And we're, you know, 2.5 hours from the coast, so at the most we get some winds and some rain. By the time they make it up in this direction, they're pretty much petered out. So at least that's been the case so far. But, of course, down on the coast, that's a huge thing, and they spend a lot of time getting ready.
Yeah, they're pushing for Racy's people up here, and for Trinitas, they're pushing this MCOM training thing ARL does. And you don't have to have it, but I would recommend you do. So I don't know if I, you know, I went through so many classes and schools as a, you know, cop. I just don't feel like getting back into that unless I really have to.
The FEMA MCOM stuff?
Yeah, something like that. The first thing they got to do is stop doing stuff so archaically with the way they handle traffic, because that just slows stuff up, in my opinion. And traffic handling has not changed since the 50s, the Cold War. So, I said to them at a meeting one time, I said, you guys got to, you know, as a hobby, if you want to do it, fine. But I'll tell you, if you walk into any EOC and you start doing that stuff, time is of the essence. There's a much more efficient way of doing it. So, and of course the purists don't like hearing that, but anyway, so now we're getting ready for field day. I'm going to give them my 80 meter antenna. It's too long for the yard, and I got a big yard. You know how big my yard is. So over to you. It's a 2 weeks, the 26th.
I know the club, this club does, they always set up an operating station, well, several operating stations. They do it at, there's a horse park here in the county. They set it up there. I guess they're probably going to do that again. I usually go by just to say hello and see what they're doing. Spend, an hour or so there. I did the past 2 years. I know the message handling stuff, they did an exercise down here, a statewide exercise, and the day after they did a statewide communications exercise that involved the system they have for the hospitals down here that you and I have talked about, and the message handling was just, as you describe it, same, you know, word counts and phonetic alphabet spellings and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, to me the best thing to do is, if you're going to send traffic, you know, just get short and sweet if you got to do it on phone. And maybe the best thing is even daily, like PSK or something. Just and plus you got to also, you can print, you know, what you sent to document it. But we had the state police come in both days. It's the 25th and the 26th. I just checked the date. And there's a trooper coming one day, and then another guy's coming on Sunday morning. So, and I think I said to you that they were concerned because going over to this state infrastructure radio system they got going now, this it is in some areas internet dependent. And a lot of the departments are getting rid of their old equipment that they should be for backup. So, but anyway, so that's what's going on. And I'm going to do the night shift over there. And then I have to go down to Brick to a graduation party. My niece moved a block away from Mark Person. Would you believe that? I don't know. Usually we're in the backyard and stuff. He's a block away. And he's doing, he's a code enforcement officer for Brick. That's what he's doing on the side.
Plaques after his retirement, huh? Well, that sounds like him.
My knee wasn't so bad. I'd still be doing my crossing guard thing. I sat home for a couple of years and I just couldn't take it. I tried the real estate. I did construction with Colleen's ex-boyfriend. That wasn't too bad, but man, I was wiped out at the end of the day. And I wasn't getting paid near enough for the amount of work I did, so they got their pound of flesh from me. And the crossing guard, you know, I just gotta pull the trigger and get the knee fixed. I just, it's just something that's, you know, bugging me. I don't know what lies in store. It could go smooth. It could go totally wrong. But a lot of people have had them done, so and with success. I just don't feel like being like laid up for 2 months. K280C.
A lot of stuff. I mean, with all the surgeries you've had, I'm sure you're not looking forward to another one. I don't blame you. But it would be good to get back into some, get some better mobility out of it, though. K2TXJ.
Yeah, you're right. Speaking of mobility, Todd's been in and out of the hospital. He's been having something going on. He's going to the doctor today. He may have to go back in today. He gets real weak with a lot of intense chronic pain. They gave him some antibiotics in the hospital about a week ago, and he spruced up. He was good for a few days. Now he's getting run down, feeling again. And I told him to check him for Lyme's disease. But apparently they did, and he doesn't have it. They checked him for everything, lupus. So far, everything's negative.
No, that doesn't sound good. I hope they can get that straightened out.
Yeah, the fun never ends. You know, he thinks he's going to have to quit the school guard job. And so, I don't know. But anyway, so are you almost home, or are you heading somewhere?
I have, another 15 or 20 minutes to go before I get home. It's all back roads, so, you know, a lot of traffic lights and stuff. And I want to get home before it storms, which it looks like it's going to do any minute, so I don't have to rewash the car again.
Are you driving the pony?
This is one of Marlene's volunteer days. She volunteers at a local clinic, so... She's probably home right now, actually. She volunteers from, I think it's 8 to about 12 or 12:30, give or take. So she's probably home now. So, yeah, I had to bring the Mustang out for this one, even though there's a significant threat of rain.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're supposed to get rain here, but just some minor raining after 6 o'clock, and then tomorrow we're supposed to get more of an intense production of rain. So my cousin's coming over to help Carol plant some flowers. We put a rose bush in over the weekend, And it looks like it's doing good. I got to put something in front of it, though, because I don't want the landscaper to back over it. So, but, yeah, we just, you know, I do something, and then I drag my foot a couple feet, and then I do something, then I got to go sit. So, anyway, hey, one thing, how's my audio on the system here?
Sounds like you're talking in on a full quieting mobile unit, so it sounds real good.
Yeah, we had a club meeting with Zoom yesterday, and I was listening back on the playback on my audio level with the cell phone here, and it just didn't sound right. So, okay, as long as I'm coming over clear. All right, I'll let you go. Maybe I'll pop back in and out of here. Are you got any work weeks scheduled?
I'm going to Savannah for 3 days. I was supposed to be in Bowling Green this week, but it got canceled. So, yeah, I'll be there 3 days next week.
All right, very good. All right, I'll let you go. Have a safe drive home. And tell Marlene I said hi. And I'll try to pop on once in a while. That's about it. Everything else here is quiet. So I'll say 7-3. Take care. And a nice chat with you. Be careful.
Hear from you. Yeah, pop in from time to time. It is a pretty busy machine, so if I'm not here, somebody else will probably talk to you. There's lots of guys on it. They're all pretty nice guys. So I'll chat with you later. Nice talking to you. K2TXJ.
Hey, take care, Jim. 7-3. K2ADC, New Jersey.
Heading down to Lawrence.
Jim, Juliet, India, Mike, KA2TXJ. I heard the KB2 were just talking at K2ADC via Echo Link, a friend of mine up in New Jersey, so you're obviously not a local guy.
I am local. I live in Greer. Moved up from Florida 2 years ago, and you had a two-call coming from Long Island.
Long Island. Yeah, okay. How long since you've been there?
22 years. Well, it's not exactly true. I was a mover for a long time. I came off the road in 05, so I've been back and forth, but not really to live.
Okay. Long Island Lake, New Jersey, is probably a good place to be from. I know it's probably one of the places that's even more expensive to live than New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in Suffolk County, which is right over the Nassau-Suffolk line. So I was pretty close to, like, Jones Beach and stuff. But I don't miss it. I don't miss it. In Florida for 20 years and up here for 2, I'm good.
I was just back there a few months ago for work in Suffolk County, actually. I guess that's Suffolk. Yeah, Suffolk County is the one that's closer to New York, right? Closer to Queens?
No, that would be Nassau.
Okay, always get too confused. It was Nassau County. It was at the new UBS arena there at the racetrack.
Well, is that the base of the bridge here, the base of the Tharknack?
Could be. It's right at what's the racetrack there, the horse racetrack?
Oh, gosh. Not Belmont.
Yep, that's the one. It's right at Belmont Park. It's just, it's next to the racetrack. The racetrack is still there, but they decided they needed an arena, too, because the old Nassau Coliseum, whoever was playing hockey there didn't want to play there anymore. So they moved them over to this UBS arena, which is a really nice arena, but it's, you know, as you might imagine, a terror to try to get to traffic-wise.
Yeah, is that the one that's off the Belt Parkway? I think that's the one by the Tappan Zee Bridge, right?
It's on the Belt Parkway, not by the Tappan Zee. It's the other, just at the Queens-Nassau County line there.
Yeah, it's been a while, but, yeah, I've probably been driven past it a few times.
Yeah, if you've been on the Belt Parkway, you've gone right past Belmont Park. That's there just as you get outside of Queens. I think that's actually in, might actually be in Queens, I'm not sure. But I know Nassau County police is responsible for policing the UBS arena.
It's definitely Nassau County then. Okay. Yep, I have a pretty good idea of where it is.
Ontario, any given day on the Bell Parkway is a roll of the dice, and especially on the weekends, probably because people are trying to get to Jones Beach, it's even worse.
Yeah, I lived a little further out. I was over the Nassau-Suffolk line, about maybe 20 minutes over the line. I was in West Islip, and then I was, which is on the South Shore, and I had South Dakota Parkway right next to me, so I'd jump on the parkway there and be at the beach in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I've been on the South Dakota a few times. I worked out there a few times. Actually, the East Coast office for the company I work for is actually in on Long Island. I can't think of the name of the town it's in. It's in Nassau County, though.
You got Huntington, Farmingdale. Yeah, that's a big industrial area.
Park. I don't know if it's in the town of Farmingdale, but it might be close to there. But anyhow. So, what's up for your day today?
I just finished an install. Now I'm going down to a customer down here in Lawrence. Then they got to stop at a customer's house on the way back up home to Greer. Whoopee!
Oh, you're practically a neighbor. I'm in Taylor's at the Blue Ridge Plantation out there. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Kind of gets murky whether it's, you know, Greer, Taylor's, Lyon is right about that area. Of course, the map of Greer and Taylor's both looks like an octopus when you look at it.
Yeah, I'm off of 14 on the west side of Wade Hampton. I don't know how familiar you are with the area, but that's where I'm at. I'm in the Blue Ridge area.
Yeah, that's about where I am too. Yeah, I'm 14 is just, you know, sort of down the road from me, probably less than 3/4 of a mile. So, yeah, I'm more or less in that area, too, off of Milford Church, 101 area.
Oh, yeah, they just built that Dollar General there in the corner.
I'm just past that. If you go past that Dollar General there, about 3/4 of a mile, well, maybe a mile, the entrance to my, where I was, Blue Ridge Plantation, is there.
Well, if you, there's a tiny house development there, and if you go the other way, if you go towards where 101 connects to 290, and you take that left, and you make the next left on Taylor's Road, you take that up to the end, cross 14, and then you're in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my sister lives in that the complex of houses there, that development next to the tiny, well, not next to the tiny place, house place, but just down the road there on the left-hand side.
There. I think by the fire department, you turn there, and I think there's access there. It's a nice park.
Yeah, Lake Cunningham, yep. Yeah, we're sort of right there. We're actually closer to Lake Robinson. If you go out the back entrance to our development, you're pretty much, part of our development is actually on the shore of Lake Robinson.
Excellent. Well, I hate to cut it short with you. I got a few minutes to go here, and I got to keep an eye on my GPS and find this nice lady's house and try and get her AC up and running too, and go from there.
All right, very good. Hopefully you get inside before the rain hits. Nice chatting with you. We may have talked before, actually, but anyway, KA2TXJ.
KA2TXJ, KB2HXS, catch you later, 73.